The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And Rona and baseball and anything else that happens to come up. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron shall read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. Text the show, you know the number for that, same as the main number. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, or just go to Twitch, find ESPN975.com. You'll see AJ's bulbous head.
Thank you.
And it is a Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever the hell you do, put odds on it. What are the odds we're going to try to have some fun today, Hoffman?
We always try, right?
We always try. There's that. We need to have some fun today, man. It's been a rough one because I've been reaching out to some friends. I got a couple friends who are out of work, about to lose their homes. I got one that's about to get kicked out of his apartment. Just a crappy day.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I know. But that's the Rona world, man. You know, it's the world we live in. There's a lot of people out there in that situation. So let's cheer them up today.
Let's do our best.
You know?
Hey, I just saw this story like maybe 5 minutes before we got on air. And I was like, oh, gosh, this is gold. Do you remember like a couple weeks ago when North Korea blew up that liaison office?
Yeah.
That they shared with South Korea?
Yeah.
Do you know why they blew it up?
Just because they're weirds, what I thought.
Aaron, do you know why they blew it up?
I have no idea.
I didn't either. I kind of assumed what Fred assumed, that they're just, they're wild and angry and, you know, they were mad about something. And, well, it turns out now the report is out on why exactly that building was blown up. North Korea Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un reportedly ordered for Kim Jong-un reportedly ordered for a liaison office that they shared with South Korea to be blown up after becoming furious at dirty and insulting depictions of his wife in an anti-Pyongyang leaflet campaign, which is being orchestrated in the South. Apparently, there are leaflets, like little, you know, I guess magazines or something, that are being sent across the border. The South is sending them across the border into the North, and the Northerners are getting a hold of these. And listen, the South, the North doesn't like, they don't like that Southern stuff coming into their land.
I think they're also dropping them from planes, like just letting them debris.
Yeah, they're parachuting.
Yeah.
There are balloons. They are putting up balloons with funny pictures of Kim Jong-un, of Kim Il-sung, who like basically all the family, the royal family, the supreme leader family. I don't know if they call them royalty there, but the supreme family. And apparently there were pictures of his wife. I think they were photoshopped.
Oh, you're saying she's not a hottie?
You know, she's... Well, when you consider that, let's face it, the supreme leader is really funny looking.
Right, but he's also the supreme leader.
If he weren't the supreme leader, he would never, ever have sex. Can we agree with that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, if he were just an hourly minimum wage employee that worked at 7-Eleven in
Korean
North Korea.
Walmart.
Yeah. He would never get laid, especially with that haircut. It just wouldn't happen. His wife, because he's the supreme leader, I'm assuming that's got, and obviously it comes with some financial support. I would say, given his status and his money, she's probably a 7.
Okay.
He could do better, I'd say. But maybe he, like Patrick Mahomes, maybe there's more to it than looks and personality.
Yeah, and anything.
That's her.
Oh, yeah, she's cute.
She's cute.
Yeah.
And if he were not the supreme leader, you would say, oh, wow, that guy is, he's getting way better than he deserves.
Right.
But because he's the supreme leader, you have to grade on that curve.
Yeah. So.
Like, what kind of chicks could you get if you weren't a super famous radio guy?
None.
Exactly.
I can't get any anywhere.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yep.
Well,
so don't you dare put those photos out.
Now, in all, let's be fair. Korean women.
Let's be fair.
Hot Korean women are really hot.
Agreed.
And I think if I were supreme leader of either of the Koreas, I'd do better. But if I were me, that would be as better than I could do. I'm kind of like Kim Jong that way. See, this is how we find common ground in things, AJ. We have something in common,
That's true. And
him. It's not much. Oh, so that's what it was. I thought he blew it up to get rid of the Rona.
No. Mm. No.
Well, a couple of things. First off, happy Canada Day to all my Canada friends.
Hello, Canada.
Another thing that sort of sucks is, like, this is the day I would have taken off, and by now I'd be so drunk I couldn't stand up at the Maple Leaf just celebrating Canada Day. But that's all right. You know, it's Rona world. We don't get to do these things. But, yeah, it's just, instead, we're going to do a show. And I have some news for you about something that I want to share that I think it affects you more than it does me. It's probably not going to make you happy. But we can't make everybody happy right now.
Yeah, but this is me we're talking about.
All right. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but guess what was announced today?
That.
Keep in mind, it would involve you.
It would involve me.
Yes.
I have no idea.
The Texas Radio Hall of Fame class for 2020.
Okay.
I'm going to be 100% honest, and maybe because Aaron has worked in different areas of radio, he'll have heard of some of these people. I was disappointed to not see AJ Hoffman or Fred Fowler on the list. That's spoiler alert.
Is there like a, do you have to be in the business for a certain amount of time?
I don't know. I don't know what the criteria would be. And I would just say if one of us were going to be a Hall of Famer, I would give you the leg up on radio because you've had success in two markets and been doing it a lot longer. If we had like a Texas Media Hall of Fame, I feel like I should be first ballot on that.
Okay.
You know, Sports Media Hall of Fame. I think I should be first ballot, but not on this. But anyway, I do think I've had a little more success, and so have you, than some of these people on the list. Just throwing that out there.
But a lot of it is, if you do it for a long time, you...
Well, it's like Craig Biggio hanging around for 3,000 hits.
Correct.
But I'm gonna throw these names at you. You tell me how many you've heard of. Aaron, participate, please.
Okay.
Bill Gardner, KVILKLLSKNUS.
No. And I haven't heard of any of those stations.
I've heard of three of the stations.
I like that he only named three. You've heard of all three of those?
You knew three.
No, I've heard of two. I haven't heard of KNUS. I've heard of KVIL.
I think that's Canis.
Yeah, they call it the anus.
The Canis.
Yeah. Greg Sachs, DFW-based, ANR-KEGL, Waco.
Never heard of him.
Aaron?
Negative.
Chris Arnold, KKDA-KRLD-KTCK.
I've heard of KRLD. I think that's a big station in Dallas.
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I've never heard of the guy.
Okay, now I thought this guy was a fantastic actor, but he's been dead for a long time. Jimmy Stewart, WBAP, KSCS. It's a Wonderful Life, AJ.
Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with him.
Me either.
Negative.
Fred Peavy, KKBQ.
I haven't heard of him.
Okay, Aaron?
I want to say the name rings a bell, but I could not pinpoint anywhere in my brain why the synapse would fire in my brain.
All right.
The name.
Hal McLean, not John McLean, Hal McLean, KENRKULFKMCO.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. So far, we're all batting zero. Mike Cannon, KENRKIKR, Astros Radio Network. That sounds familiar. Sounds like he's like a producer on Astros Radio Network or something.
Okay.
That's as close as I've gotten so far.
Name sounds familiar again, but right. I couldn't tell you what he did for Astros Radio.
I've heard this name. I don't know exactly what he does. KTRH-KILT in Texas Radio Network, Neil Talmadge.
Not familiar.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Pam Kehoe, KTRH-KILT-KKBQ.
I think she works at UH.
Okay.
I think she used to work at CBS here locally, and now I might be wrong, but I think she works at UH now.
I've heard her name. I've heard the name too. I remember hearing her on air.
Okay, here's one we've all heard of, and frankly, deserving should be on the list. The one name on here that I actually know, Ralph Cooper, KCOH.
Yes, I've heard of him,
and
he's
Ralph's
been doing this for a long time.
He has. So congratulations, Ralph. There's another whole group here, and I've never heard of any of them. I mean, Bama Brown.
I worked with Bama Brown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Bama worked on, I want to say, KVET.
KVET and KPEZ.
Yeah, those were, Bama Brown is, he was part of a morning show, like, that was huge, I think, like, in the 80s and 90s.
Okay, so deserving, you would say?
Yeah, yeah, and he still hangs around. I think the guy he was partnered with has since retired. He was a great big fat person. He's the guy, I think I've told you the story before, the guy who was morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And when I walked into the restroom the first time it wasn't the first time I went in, but I walked into the restroom once, and it was probably one of about four times that this occurred. But this man had his shorts pulled all the way down to his knees while he was at the urinal, like he was a 5-year-old, and you saw the whole.
And it was
shebang.
A wide berth, huh?
It was a wide berth. That was Bama's partner.
Yeah, not Bama.
But yeah, I do. I know Bama Brown.
Okay, so we've got two so far that we're in agreement on. Rick Upton, KONOKITYKTFM.
Got me on that one.
Negative.
Gil Garcia.
No.
KEYIKERV, the perv, and KZFM.
Nope.
Bill LeGrand.
That name sounds familiar.
It does sound.
He
says KLDEKRMXKULF.
I think I may know him because I may have worked with him in, if I'm not mistaken. I think Bill LeGrand is out of like Central Texas, somewhere out of Waco, that area. I couldn't tell you what he does, but I'm pretty sure we've crossed paths at some point.
Nope.
Okay. Blanquita Cullum. KTSA-KITE-KSJL.
That's a made up person. That's a made-up person.
Paul Bean.
Also made up.
KSEL-KFYO-KRBL. I haven't heard of hardly any of these. Okay, how about this one? Steve Donahoe, also known as Steve-O from KOLE.
I mean, that sounds familiar, Steve Donahoe.
Not Phil Donahoe.
Not Phil Donahue. But
if your name's Steve-O, people have probably heard of you.
Yes.
There have been a lot of Steve-Os in Houston radio, I think.
Well, I don't know where KOLE is.
Port Arthur, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's out towards the Golden Triangle.
All right, so our Golden Triangle fans will know.
So someone out there, let us know if he's famous. And let us know, is he more famous than me? Should he be in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame over me?
Okay, three more. Zach Owen, Waco, and KCLE.
I'm not familiar.
Negative.
Sounds like a country star. Hi, I'm Zach
Owen.
I'll
be honest, this is a weak class.
Well, and you know, it's going to lead me to a point here. If we're going to have this week of a class, you know, I'm not one to say I belong in this thing. Like I said, I think you belong first. But if this is the class, shouldn't we both be on this list?
You know?
I'm just saying. J.C. Stallings, KEEE-KJCS.
Is that I feel like that's an East Texas thing, too. KJCS is like, I think it's a country station or something like that. So,
and Jim,
but I don't know the guy.
And the last one on the list, Jim Gibbs, KIVYWFAA.
Not familiar.
Negative.
Okay.
But KG, KJCS is in Nacogdoches.
Is it a country station?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that explains it. I thought he was Gene Stallings.
You see, when I know the call letters, I know what part of the state they're in. That's how you know I'm a real radio man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dedicated to the game.
Well, that's your class. Congratulations, inductees. I'm a little disappointed for you, sir. I get that I'm new to this game. I've only been in it for 12 years.
Listen, Fred. I mean,
I would have liked to have heard of more of those people.
One day, you know, I don't know. I don't know who would have to nominate us. But the truth
you
is...
You have to be a voting member to nominate somebody.
Do we know any voting members?
I know Harold Gunn, who does Texas Outdoor News and Automotive Reporter on weekends.
Uh-huh.
He's a member.
How do you become a voting member? Do you probably have to pay $10 or something?
Yeah, it's dues, I think.
Yeah, I ain't paying for that.
I'm not paying for that either.
Now, if enough of these voting members would nominate us, I'd be happy to buy them beer.
Yeah.
Just, you know, throwing that out there if you're a voting member.
I can't believe I haven't been nominated yet by Harold Gunn.
Well, yeah.
Does Harold Gunn know who I am?
I don't know.
I don't think he does.
I think he does. Harold likes me.
I don't think Harold knows me.
Is Barry Warner? Is Barry Warner on there? Is he on?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think
he's
he was inducted
on.
Last year.
Well, yeah, he's
is he a voting member though?
I think once you're inducted, you're automatically. I think you get a vote. Right. I think it's kind of like Heisman.
What about John and Lance?
That I don't.
Because they should probably go in before us, and so should Charlie.
They're not in, but I don't know if they paid the $10 to vote.
Yeah, all kidding aside.
It's Corona times. I'm not paying $10, but it is disrespectful to me, to be honest, that there's people on that list that I haven't heard of who are going in, and I didn't even get a call. So I wasn't even on the nomination list,
as far as
I know.
All kidding aside, John and Lance would, to me, if they're not in there, which I don't think they are, then none of it matters. I mean, I'm kidding about us being on there. John and Lance should be in there. If that's
those
people
look,
are.
If I wonder if Bobby Bones is in there because he's young. He's younger than me.
Yeah,
but he also has had massive, massive success, like in the radio business overall. I'm gonna look at the inductees and see who I know in there.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston, is way more than just silencers. Every pistol in their shop is on sale now. Get your hands on a Smith & Wesson M&P9 or a Sig B6P9. They've got Walters P22s and PPX9s, even a hard-to-find Remington R51 9mm. But you better hurry on in because these pistols are flying out the door. Waymore has the largest in-stock selection of silencers and accessories at prices that can't be beat. Plus, they've got one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA forms for you. They're located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B, right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And my friend Robert sent me an email talking about Mike Cannon. He was an Astros producer because Milo used to call him Mike the Loose Cannon. Now I remember it. That was really weak, bro. You gotta pick it up, man.
Well,
slam that damn drink. And pick it up. And yeah, I think John and Lance, for goodness sakes, those guys should be in there. There's some good names in there. We were going over it on the break. And hey, this 281 guy, it's not Tuesday, so don't text the show. I mean, this has no contacts. And just stick to sports, Fred. What the bleep are you talking about?
Just stick to sports if you want to get in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know what he's talking about. Come on, man. Explain yourself.
Just stick to sports and you'll get into the Hall of Fame.
I don't want to just stick to sports. Never wanted to just stick to sports. Sports, right now, guess what? Sports is boring right now. There's no positives to talk about in sports. We can speculate on, oh, well, if there's an Astros season, how well will they do? Which, by the way, is my column that popped today. Five reasons why the Astros will win the World Series. So, yeah, Justin says Rod Ryan's been a staple in Houston for almost 20 years and no love either. That's another guy.
He was nominated, I think, this year.
Really?
Yeah.
But he didn't make it in? Your brother, Rod?
Yeah. One of the guys that works over there.
What about Michael Berry? He's not on the list.
Him. No. He's also only been in radio for like 8 years, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
He probably needs to do some more time.
Or 10 years. It was...
pretty good run, though.
He hasn't been on... Yeah, he hasn't been on for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I think if I were to make a list of guys who are going now, John and Lance, definitely. Rod Ryan, definitely. Trying to think who else. I mean, Polillo probably deserves to be under consideration for that for as long as he's done it. You know, your guy Rich Lord.
Yeah.
Been doing it a long time. I mean, those are names, and maybe it just feels like there should be more Houston people on there. I think
Walton Johnson should be in. I think it might be they've pissed off too many people.
Oh, really?
To not be in.
How are those guys not in?
I don't know, but they're not on the list.
There's too many politics. Like, I mean, can you explain why I'm not in, Aaron? Politics. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, those are... No offense, but all of those names are names that should be in there before you.
I hate you so much. I know. I would never say that about you.
I also don't think that you just, like... If I remember the story right, Walton and Johnson, like, up and quit, like, left the station they were on and headed to New Orleans just, like, see ya. Like, one day after signing off the show, they're like, oh, bye.
What about Stevens and Pruitt? They got to be in there, right?
They should be in there, yeah. Mm. Yeah, Jim Pruitt's definitely in there.
Okay.
Well, I guess I got to keep putting in time.
Yeah, another 10 years, man.
Another 10?
That was a huge goal of Grease Monkey.
Was to be in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Yep. Because really? A lot of the people he worked with at KLOL are all in there.
Really?
Well, yeah.
He's not in radio anymore, right?
No, he does, last I know, he does production work for radio and concerts and stuff.
Okay. So he kind of is in radio still.
Yeah.
Loosely.
Yeah.
651, Hoffman should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. Ken has done great work.
You, sir, can go to hell.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Oh, yeah, my friend Jimmy asked, what about Moby? Moby's got to be on there, right? All those 101 guys had to be on there.
Like what about Rula and Ryan?
Ryan, who has the Rona right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Negative to both of them.
Yeah, they probably.
I've got a list of all the inductees. Okay. Who are the people you were asking about earlier? Goggins.
I don't remember now.
Walton. There's no Walton and Goggins.
Especially Al Caldwell.
I was saying Walton and Johnson.
Yeah, no, Walton.
They're not in there. I know they're not in there. Walton Goggins is the guy
from Justified. 409 says Al Caldwell's a Marconi winner. Been on Aaron Beaumont for over 60 years. Still does
Al
5
Caldwell's
hours a day.
In it.
Yeah, okay.
He made the team.
Yeah, good for him.
So did R.W. Catfish Crouch.
Catfish?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's easy to get in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame if you're really old. If you're a young man, it's not the game's not for you, man. The game's set up against you. Bobby Bones isn't in it, and I'm looking at this list, and I don't think there's a person on this list who's made more money out of radio than Bobby Bones, and he's not in it. And he's like in his mid to late 30s.
But how long was he on air in Texas before he moved to Nashville?
I'm
That might be part
but
of
there's
it.
A bunch of those
7 or 8 years.
But there's a bunch of guys on this list that,
like, Walter Cronkite's on the list. Yeah. Do you think he's on the list because of what he did in Texas radio, or because, and like Dan Rather? I mean,
yeah,
those guys, they went on to do bigger things.
I mean, Dan Rather also has a school named after him.
Okay.
Where a lot of up and coming radio people go.
Okay.
For that specific reason.
Does he have the biggest syndicated show of country music in the whole country? No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And what was Moby's real name? I don't even know. He was just Moby. But Outlaw Dave's on there, which is good because he deserves to be.
Outlaw Dave is on this list.
Is he still doing radio?
Yep. When I left over there, he was still on 950. Nights and weekends.
Eddie the Boner Sanchez. Now you guys are going back. Who was the traffic guy at 101 that... Lark something, some weird name that was like a traffic guy who did a bunch of interviews. That was such a fun station. God, I miss that. That was, you know, you always talk about the things are the best when you're 12 years old. You know, we talk about the athletes we think are the best are the ones we thought were the best when we were 12 years old. That was the best station ever because when I was 12, those guys were rock gods, man. I mean, they really were. They were bigger than some of the friggin' musicians they brought in there. I love that station so much.
Dudley and Bob, which I actually, I tried to work for those guys.
Lanny, that was his name. Lanny what?
They were looking to add a third wheel to their show, and they wanted a funny guy. And I tried to be that funny guy, and it was down to me and one other guy, and they gave it to some stand-up comedian. And then he lasted like 6 months, and he was gone. And I kind of gave him like a, I told you so.
Yeah, Lanny was the traffic guy. I'm thinking of Locke Sievenhausen. That's who I was thinking of.
Locke?
Yeah, his name was Locke. They were just goofy people. They were like, see, this is why
Locke didn't make it.
This is why I would love to have a station like that, because Trey would be just like those guys. Trey would be so huge.
Wendell Mays Sr. and Wendell Mays Jr. are in it.
Wow, that's a good team.
Mm-hmm. I imagine they're the first father and son inductees. Unfortunately, my dad was not in radio, so Dick Oppenheimer is in here.
Didn't he invent the atomic bomb?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
Willie Nelson's on the list. How about that?
Would anyone dispute Willie Nelson being on any Hall of Fame?
No.
Willie Nelson is on God's Hall of Fame.
What about?
He should be in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
what about
he should.
Dan Patrick?
Well, doesn't he work at ESPN now?
Nope. Different Dan Patrick.
No, he actually...
He's now the guy who says he knows more about the disease than Dr. Fauci, so he doesn't need his stupid advice.
Forget about what a total dumbass that guy has become. He did a lot for radio back in the day. What?
What's he do that's dumb?
Let's kill off all the old people, that kind of stuff, before he turned into a total fruitcake. I mean, he's a politician, so they're all idiots.
Before he said, I don't believe in dinosaurs?
Yeah. Was that him or was that Ted Cruz?
I don't remember.
Yeah, don't lump them together.
You're right. I do know that Dan Patrick's one of those guys who thinks the world's only 3,000 years old or something.
Well, it's not what the alien I got stoned with told me last night. Somebody asking for the number for Lawyer Dave, 713-626-8900.
Did you mess up?
No, it says his wife's company is a bunch of them got... Well, I don't want to throw their business out there. He needs Lawyer Dave. So 713-626-8900.
Trey asks if Norm Hitzkus is in. He is.
Yeah, Norm should be in there.
What are the odds AJ would poop himself if the Baytown Badass got into the Hall of Fame before him?
That would suck.
I would just quit radio.
Yeah, I think it's time to do something else. Somebody said Moby's real name is James Carney. Is he on there?
James Carney?
With a C, yeah.
No.
Hmm.
Sorry.
So
Moby, yeah. Not as big as you thought.
Dean and Rod should be on there, right?
I mean, you're giving me their... I need to know their actual...
I don't know names, man. I just know them by Dean and Raj. It's not like back then...
There's someone named Jody Dean on this list.
That could be it. I don't know. I used to...
And there's a guy... There's a Roger Emmerich, a Roger WWW Garrett. Boy,
that sounds like a gunfighter.
I mean, it sounds like a website.
I'm Roger WWW Garrett, and I'm
three
here to
W's.
Take you down.
Is that really necessary? There's Mike Rogers, there's Roger Ramsey, and Ron Rogers. I don't know who Dean and Raj are. I've had drinks with Raj
more than once, and I couldn't tell you his real name other than Raj.
Dude, you're thinking of Rogelio.
No, that from Dean and Raj. And, I mean, just a cool guy. Ran into him after the Derby one year at Nick's place. And, of course, I was already drunk because I'd been at the Derby. And then ran into him at Sam's Boat a couple times and just hung out. And that's a dude I admire.
All right. I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And you might be saying, what the hell? You're always telling us about TGS Insurance. What's the big deal? I don't even know what I spend on my homeowner's insurance. You might not know. And that would be a big mistake, sir, because I didn't know. And I told my wife, hey, find out what we're paying for our homeowner's insurance. She said, okay. She looked it up. And then I sent a text. I texted the word money to 232323. They asked for my address. I replied back. And they sent me a full quote with excellent coverage that saved me over $1,000 a year. That could be you. The average customer saving over $900 a year, and you don't need to wait for your renewal. They're going to take care of the back end. They're going to get you cleared out of your old contract, get you refunded if you prepaid on that policy, and you'll start saving right away. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving. It's as simple as sending a text message. Send the word money to 232323 and start saving with TGS.
West Coast 6, 4 jump like a trampoline. Take a brick out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody said Lanny Griffith is in. That's good. To me, everyone who was on 101 in that stretch, that's like the 27 Yankees. The entire lineup should be in.
Did you give, when you were reading off the list today, did you read the name Neil Talmadge?
Yeah, I did.
He was the GM here at KGAO at 1560 back in around 2010. That's according to our engineer, AD, who is also not in the Radio Hall of Fame for some reason.
He's certainly in the GAO Media Hall of Fame. He's one of those guys that if anything ever happened to AD,
we'd all be kind of screwed.
Yeah. It's like if something ever happened to AD or Laura Beavers.
Yeah,
this company
or
would,
me.
Okay.
Well, good luck. Hey, Woj bomb.
Uh-oh.
Tabo Cephalosha is opting out of the Orlando restart, sources tell ESPN. So the Rockets are down one Cephalosha.
One, just one?
Just one.
Nah, they're fine then.
But how will they win a championship? I mean, is Tabo Cephalosha their tallest player?
I don't think so.
Okay. Who is now? Robert Covington?
Yeah, I believe so.
But he's not like a... he's barely a forward.
You know what's sad, AJ, is the Rockets have been out of my mind for so long, I can't even tell you who all's on the damn roster right now other than Harden, Westbrook, and Covington.
I can tell you.
Let's hear him.
Steve Francis.
Okay. What about Katino Mobley?
Katino Mobley.
Yao Ming?
No, Yao Ming's retired, you idiot.
Damn.
How about Derek Anderson? John Berry?
Chandler Parsons?
He's gone to Dallas.
Tyson Chandler's your tallest player, according to the team.
Yes, he is.
Tyson Chandler's not on the team.
Oh, okay.
Rafer Alston, maybe you're familiar with. How about Muchie Norris?
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure the tallest player on the team is, you may have heard of him, Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, what about Otis Thorpe?
Retired.
Mario Elie?
Juwan Howard.
Oh, good, good.
He was in the Fab Five. You've got that.
Mm.
And I think the 12th man is Luther Head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about Buck Johnson?
No. No. Guys, keep
Come on, I thought that was a was a really obscure pull for a Rocket player. Because he was a first-round pick.
Was he really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a first-round pick. I think out of Alabama, and he was really skinny. And yeah, look him up. See if I'm right about it. Cause this is where my memory is so ridiculous. Like, I'm remembering stuff from Little League baseball yesterday. Today, I'm remembering Buck Johnson.
First-round pick out of Alabama, 1986.
Ding, 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 ding.
For the Houston Rockets.
Oh, boy.
Spent 6 years here, then went off to the Washington Bullets, then a bunch of teams that I can't pronounce.
Let me give you a list of, and this is kind of ridiculous, but it's okay. I want to go through this exercise anyway. These are first-round picks of the Rockets in the last, we may go back away before you find one that go, oh yeah, great NBA career.
Wasn't Doug Lee one of those?
So here's the two criteria I'm looking okay. for. Did they have a successful NBA career?
Yes.
Was it with the Rockets?
Okay.
Their most recent first-round pick, do you know who it was?
No.
The year was 2015.
God.
Sam Dekker.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm. Okay player, but not for them.
2014, Clint Capela.
Okay, good player for the Rockets, no longer.
2012, Terrence Jones.
He was okay for a while.
Also 2012, Royce White.
He crazy.
Also 2012, Jeremy Lamb.
That didn't work out. Although, didn't they use him to get Harden? Wasn't he part of that deal to get Harden?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe that worked out.
2011, Nikola Mirotic.
No, did not work out here.
Marcus Morris, also 2011.
Pretty good player, not here.
Not here. 2010, Patrick Patterson.
He was pretty good for Toronto at times.
Yep.
I mean, he's a good role player. He's not anything special, but he's a good NBA player.
So here is their pick in 2008. It is the best player that they've drafted in the last 12 years. Nick Batum. Immediately traded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instantly. Gone. 2007, Aaron Brooks.
He was okay for a while.
Here's another good one, and this is probably their best draft pick in the last 15 years. Rudy Gay.
Traded.
Instantly traded.
Yes.
2005, Luther Head, just recently mentioned. 2002, Bastian Nachbar.
Bokey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also 2002, good. Yao Ming.
Okay, there you go. Ding, 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 ding.
Solid one, right?
Okay, but we've only gone back 18 years, AJ. Right.
Brandon Armstrong, 2001.
Okay, I don't even remember that one.
Jason Collins, 2001.
That one I remember.
Richard Jefferson, 2001.
I remember that, too.
Isn't it funny that Richard Jefferson, Nick Batum, Rudy Gay are at least three of the top five draft picks in the last 20 years, and they all got traded right away?
Yeah.
And 2000, Joel Prisbilla.
I remember Joel Prisbilla. Not very good. Go back a little more, because I want to...
Kenny Thomas from New Mexico. I actually remember him. Mirsad Turkkin.
Turkjan. Mirsad Turkjan.
Obviously very memorable. 1998, Bryce Drew of Valpo.
Oh, boy.
Michael Dickerson
in
1998.
Wait a minute. That was the year I think they had three picks.
Three picks. Dickerson, Drew, and Turkjan.
And then, and if I'm not mistaken, they did not take Rashard Lewis. That might be, I don't know if that's the same year or not, but Rashard Lewis wound up going in the second round. He was from here. He wanted to go to the Rockets. They had three picks. Blew him off.
How about 1997, Roderick Rhodes?
Boy, I remember that one.
1993, Sam Cassell.
Okay, that was a good one.
Worked out. 92, Rob Ori. That worked out.
Yep.
91, John Turner. 90, Alec Kessler. 88, Derek Shivas. Buck Johnson.
From Missouri, yeah.
Steve Harris. And then you get to Hakeem Olajuwon, Rodney McRae, Ralph Sampson, 3 years in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, not a great first-round history here. Maybe... It's got to be one of the worst 20-year stretches of first-round picks for any organization, right?
Well, it's funny. You
got one hit in 20 years. Well, two hits if you count Capella.
Yeah, but boy, I'm going to give – you know what, though? I want to spin this positive. I want to make this positive because we're trying to stay happy today, right,
to
for Rockets fans?
They've been competitive without any good draft picks.
Well, no, but go back and look at Golden State before this stretch and how they drafted for about 25 years and how bad they were.
It can't be worse than that.
Believe me, it is. When Al Attles was the GM, go back and look at Golden State draft picks. You will laugh your ass off. It's just like this. It's a bunch of guys you've never heard of. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. And now we've gone down the rabbit hole of draft picks, and we're looking at the Yao Ming draft and how Jason Williams went second. You talk about a guy that crashed and burned.
Well, that's not a good way to put it.
It's kind of a perfect way to put it. But yeah, you were saying Amari Stoudemire was the second best player in that draft. Maybe turned out to have the best, or pretty close. I don't know. Yeah, was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But
Boozer was also in
that draft. Carlos Boozer was a good player too, for a long time.
But we were laughing because we were going through the Warriors draft picks during the draft, or during the break, and it's not as bad. It's not as bad as the Rockets.
It's pretty bad. Hits. No, it's pretty bad. I mean, there's most of the guys, they did the same thing. Like, the best players, they traded away.
But they drafted Mitch Richmond, who is an all-time great. Chris Mullin, who's a Hall of Famer. I mean, they have some hits, at least.
And, I mean, they got a lot more misses. And then the good guys, like, they drafted Penny Hardaway and traded him.
For Chris Webber, though. It's not like they got a job.
But, I mean, go look at how bad those teams were. And Joe Smith wound up being, I mean, another guy who had a decent career for an NBA player, but not for a number one pick. But they traded him.
We were talking about
Vince Carter. They traded
for Anton Jameson. We were talking about Mike Dunleavy Jr., who went third overall.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh man, what a horrible bust that was. But then I said I thought he had a 15, 16 year career, and I looked it up, and yeah, played 15, 16 years. He played from 2002 to 2017.
You know what the Warriors were for the longest time? What the Kings are now?
Kind of.
And it now,
well, like when Monte Ellis was their best player.
Yeah, yeah.
Gilbert Arenas, like that.
But but once they started hitting on people, it's like that was pretty impressive, the picks they've had
I mean, yeah. Listen,
since they got rid of Al Attles, basically.
You get through from 2009 through 2012. Like, you're not going to find someone who ran better drafts than the Warriors.
The only other team I would throw in there, probably the Thunder. The Thunder had a real nice stretch there before they started selling off all their players. But that was probably before the Warriors.
But, dude, the Thunder also kind of luck-boxed into to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, because Westbrook was fifth. Harden was sixth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are pretty damn good picks for where they got.
How did you have the second, fifth, and sixth pick in the draft 3 years in a row? Another good question.
Yeah, you weren't very good. But there's a lot of teams that aren't very good year in, year out, and don't draft like that.
That's true.
Go ask those Timberwolves.
That is true.
Who let a lot of those guys go so they could draft Ricky Rubio.
Yeah.
And Johnny Flynn and guys like that.
Westbrook was fourth.
Fourth? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Harden was what, sixth or fifth?
He was third.
Third, okay.
Third. They had...
Who went before him?
Boy. You're going to have me guessing.
God, I thought Harden was lower than third.
No, it was... That's the Blake Griffin draft, so he was one.
Uh-huh. That's...
That's also the Ricky Rubio draft. I don't remember... Was it Tyreke Evans?
Might have been. No, I don't know. I think he was... I don't know.
Hasheem Thabeet.
Oh, yeah. That's who it was. Yeah, who briefly a Rocket.
Yep. The Rockets have had almost everybody from that draft.
Yeah, Johnny Flynn was in that draft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they
Johnny
had him
Flynn,
for a while.
Ricky Rubio. Who else? Ty Lawson they had from that draft. They've had their hands on literally everybody in that draft except for Curry, Blake Griffin, and DeMar DeRozan, like the guys that you'd actually wish you could have on your team.
You'd want.
Yeah.
That was that stretch where they were going after guys who were, you know, former lottery picks who'd busted, and they thought things would be better when they got here, and none of them ever did.
Didn't work out.
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah, these things happen. All right, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
Yeah, the Thunder, well, Sonics/Thunder, had 2007 Durant, 2008 Serge Ibaka, 2008 Russ Westbrook, 2009 James Harden, and Rodrigue Bobois, who didn't really
But you know what? Yeah, one of those things is not like the other.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty good stretch there.
That is
a
pretty good stretch.
Yeah. Team should have won a title.
Should have.
But they ejected too soon on Harden, in my opinion.
They were soft.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look at those three guys. I mean,
I don't know. I'd say I don't think Russ is.
No, Russ is not.
I don't think he's ever been considered soft, but I mean, KD especially back then was looked at as soft.
Oh, he still is. He just happened to be surrounded by Warriors.
Well, he's also, I mean, as slender as he is now, he's also, I feel like, gained about 50 pounds since he came into the league.
But he's still soft,
which tells you what he was when he came into the league.
He's still soft, though. I mean, even when he's soft mentally, too. But he can play.
Like, when I first met Kevin Durant, I was like, this guy? This is the guy. This is the guy that's like the next big thing. And he literally looked like a super ultra marathon runner, like a super long distance runner. Like there was just no meat to him at all. And
you shouldn't have been looking at that.
Well, you know, turns out he was pretty good at basketball
hell of a player.
Sports.
I just remember when they did the equivalent of the combine and he couldn't bench press 100 pounds.
Yep. I'm telling you, it was bad.
It was like 70 was the most he could do. It's like, I don't care. Can you shoot a basketball? And the kind of player he was, you weren't going to ask him to go in there and mix it up with Tim Duncan. So, 713-780-ESPN. Email me a couple other names in the Hall of Fame. Alvin Van Black and Roger Gray.
I wish my name was a color.
See, that would get you in. A.J. White.
No, I don't want to do that right now.
Mr. White.
No, I don't want to do that right now.
Well. But see, okay, A.J. Green's taken.
That's true.
A.J. Black, we know from Reservoir Dogs, everybody wants Black. Everybody wants to be Mr. Black.
Yeah. I don't know what's
going on. A.J. Blue.
He needed the money. No, it's the old joke.
Yeah, don't do that one.
A.J. Orange.
You know what? If I can't have Black, maybe it's...
Yeah. See, that's I mean that's the Reservoir Dogs rules. No one can have Black as their last name. You have to pick something else.
Black Bauer, who just picked it himself, says the Warriors got lucky as they almost traded Steph Curry to Milwaukee, but the Bucks wanted Monte Ellis instead because Steph had bad ankles. Sometimes it takes luck.
Yeah. Well, that
or it takes dealing with the Bucks, who clearly don't know what they're doing.
Well, he did. There were questions about his ankles early in his career, and he was in and out of the lineup a little bit back then. But you know what happens sometimes? I know this shocks people. Sometimes guys get better. Sometimes guys improve, and then when they get healthy and they've improved, like there's, and I think teams give up on guys a lot, which is kind of getting back to the Rockets trying to bring back all those lottery picks. Obviously, you weren't going to give up on him, but. There's some players that you would have thought were busts their first year in the league that turned out to be really good.
Yeah.
And not that anybody thought Steph was a bust, but those were fair concerns because he was a slight guy. But, boy. Ooh, somebody says, what about A.J. Red with two Ds?
Ooh, that might work.
That might work. A.J. Red. Mr. Red. I like it. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.